Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
An Iowa elected official has announced he's running for re-election. Let's go in-depth with State Auditor Rob Sand.
So, Rob, you recently announced that you'll be running for state auditor again. What led to that decision?
Look, at the end of the day, I like this work. I think that the auditor's office is an important place to be, and I think a lot of the stuff that we have started in terms of serving and better protecting taxpayers, we really need to keep going to make sure that it stays as a part of what the office is expected to do in the eyes of Iowans. Too often right now, we see the new party come in and erase sort of everything that the other party did. Well, what we have done, for starters, is create a new program from scratch that is going to save in the long run. It's going to help local entities save hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money. And that's called a LARP PI program. And we're kind of just getting it started. We want to build understanding of that. We want to build involvement of that so we can save as much money as possible. I also just, you know, I enjoy poking powerful people. It makes me think about the story from the Bible where Jesus flips over the money changers' tables in the temple. There are a lot of people in positions of power and trust in our state who either regularly or on occasion forget that they're supposed to be serving the public. And we got to have someone in this job who isn't going to be a lapdog. You got to be a watchdog, and you got to be willing to bark at people. And I think both in my time as a prosecutor at the Attorney General's office going after public corruption, but now as state auditor, I've demonstrated that I'm willing to do that. And sadly, I think that's a quality in short supply these days. I think that Iowa would be well served if they'd have me for a second term, and I'd love to do it again.
And what do you think some of your major successes were?
I definitely think that our PI program is something that is going to be someday well-known enough and looked back at as just sort of really a watershed idea that's just focused on common sense, getting something done, and just making government work more efficiently and effectively. In fact, Bob, we expect that a Republican state auditor down south is at some point going to announce that he is just copying the program wholesale, because that's how much sense it makes and that's how good it is.
Any other successes you'd like to point to?
Look, we took the most liberal institution in the state of Iowa all the way to the Supreme Court and beat them in the name of accountability in government. University of Iowa had documentation that we asked for and they refused to provide it. And so we fought them in court. I'm willing to take on anybody. And I think a lot of the work that we do shows that sort of willingness to stick up and actually have a fight and actually make powerful and connected people mad at me on behalf of taxpayers. I'm happy to do that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with State Auditor Rob Sand.
You've been critical of how the Reynolds administration has spent some COVID relief funds and perhaps other critiques. Can you tell us about that?
Well, criticism is one thing, but breaking the law is another. And the Reynolds administration has broken the law in how they spent some of the COVID relief funds. And that's just a fact. They had to return about $20 million worth of COVID funds that they spent on a software program for state government that nobody ever really considered was going to be something that qualified. And I think that's one of those instances where we have to reorient, we in the auditor's office, we have to reorient people as to what their job is and what the law says to make sure that they're actually serving the public. We've also taken a look at her willingness to put $500,000 into her personal staff, right? Which also, we asked them for support. We warned them in advance that it would be unlikely that this would qualify, and they chose to go down that route anyways, and yet here we are saying, okay, well, we told you that would be tough to have it qualify, and here we are, it didn't qualify. And then, I think it's worth echoing again the fact that she put herself into television advertisements that were paid for with taxpayer dollars. Now, she wants to argue, and look, the ethics board has said that it wasn't technically a violation of the law. Well, number one, I think we need a tougher ethics board. But number two, what are you doing it for anyway? You know, this isn't our job in the auditor's office isn't to look at what the content is of what message it is. It's to look at the legality. And she signed a law herself saying that she should put herself, that no statewide elected official should put themselves into advertisements paid for with taxpayer dollars. And then she went and did it. Now, everybody forgets that in that report, we also criticized Democrats for doing the same thing. It would have been easy for us to not criticize the Democrats because there were local elected officials, and technically the law doesn't apply to local elected officials. Well, I think it should. I mean, why should a local elected official be able to put themselves into advertisements paid for with taxpayer dollars? It's a bad idea. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. That's, I think, the abuse of power and the abuse of public trust. So people want to criticize us for that, but they don't want to talk about the fact that we were actually fair in criticizing Democrats for doing the same thing. So again, I go back to, have I been critical of Reynolds? Sure, when she deserves it. I've also been critical of Democrats when they deserve it.
So what are the consequences for the governor? I mean, you say that she broke the law. I mean, what are the consequences?
The consequences for a lot of these things, you know, it is not as though spending the money on a workday is the same as putting it in your pocket, right? So it isn't theft. And I tell people all the time, this is one of the places where I invent Republicans. You know, it's not appropriate to say, lock her up or lock him up when it isn't a criminal offense, right? We need to be more serious about our system of government than that. We need to be more serious about our society than that. And so I defend her when they say things like that. Legally speaking, the consequences that are provided are the money has to go back to the federal government.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with State Auditor Rob Sand.
I guess I'm so naive, or old-fashioned maybe, where your offices are, 50 feet apart? If I were the governor, I would send a staff member down or walk myself and say, I think I'm thinking about spending this money for that. Can you tell me what you think?
You know, we have tried to be as, Bob, you know, here's a story for you. I'm just going to tell you a story. When 9/11 happened, within just a couple of days, then Governor Vilsack had every statewide elected official on the phone with him. That I don't, you know, we don't know where this all is going. We've got these threats of anthrax. I don't know if there's a need for all of us as the statewide elected officials in the state executive committee to be communicating, but I just want to open those lines of communication so that everyone understands that it's welcome and that everyone understands it's encouraged. Well, we've had 18 months of a pandemic. In the first 3 months or so, I wrote to and called the governor's staff. No one's ever given me her phone number. Nearly a dozen times. Requested a response, was trying to open dialogue, no response.
Tell us a little bit about your work, your staff's work, a lot of it, I'm sure, into looking at local municipalities and how they're spending funds in general, or any of the funds that come from the infrastructure. You came to Knoxville, you know, to speak about infrastructure funds, and maybe you came to speak about COVID relief funds, something coming to our local constituencies. Tell us about that work.
Yeah, I come to speak about pretty much anything that anyone's got questions on. I answer every question, we let folks know in advance that I'm coming. I think that's what we ought to be doing as elected officials. And that's kind of the point that I was going to is, you know, with the governor's office at the beginning of the pandemic, until we got the message that there was no interest on the other end, we try to be proactive. And we've really tried to be proactive with local government too, reaching out to cities and counties, talking to them, offering our assistance and answering questions before they spend American Rescue Plan money, before they invest in infrastructure, because we want to make sure that that money gets spent correctly and appropriately. And, you know, that's part of our job. We don't necessarily audit every city. We don't audit every county either. Some of them are done by private CPA firms. And yet we still see our mission in this office as serving all taxpayers. And so if someone comes to us with a question, whether it's a city or a county or whoever, we don't say, well, are you a client of ours? We say, well, let's dig in. Let's try to be helpful here. Because at the end of the day, our job is trying to help protect taxpayers in the state of Iowa and trying to help elected officials who are spending money, spend it appropriately, is absolutely something that we see as a part of our job.
What are some of the things that you will do that maybe are different, things you're thinking about, should you be reelected again?
Well, one thing that I would really like to see happen, and whether this is doable or not is a different question, but I would like to see all transactions of public money online and publicly available within a reasonable amount of time after they are made, all at a single location. Essentially, so the state has this. It's checkbook.iowa.gov. But I think that local entities need it too. And I think if we had it, it would lead to a significant reduction in the amount of public money that's stolen, because people would understand that all those transactions are available for anyone to be looking at any time. The other thing that would lead to a significant reduction, I think, in the theft of public funds is real accountability for people who steal money from taxpayers. In this state right now, the law says that you can steal $10 million from taxpayers and not serve a day in prison. And I think that's wrong. I think people in positions of power and trust need to be held accountable when they abuse the power and trust that they hold. There's a lot of things out there these days that we come down too harsh on. A lot of actions, a lot of acts that we look at that ultimately are victimless or are relatively harmless, that we are really harsh on. And yet here's these people who are sitting in these positions that they should be grateful for, that they should be honored to hold, and they use it to enrich themselves. And they undermine trust in everything that we try to do together as a society. And I think if we're going to take that seriously, we need to let people know that if they do that, they will end up spending at least some time in prison.
There's a whole lot of us out here that think that those kinds of crimes are under-prosecuted with, you know, insignificant penalties. I think you've hit something that a whole lot of people would find, I don't know, common cause with.
You know, I hear from people, both Democrats and Republicans, that this is a good idea. And yet, what is so frustrating is that even when we have these ideas that might be something that a lot of people agree on, I don't know, I haven't seen polling on it, we have a political system that prioritizes partisanship and a political system that doesn't fundamentally work to actually solve problems. Because here's what happens, Bob. I've been pushing this issue for 3 years, right? It's in my wheelhouse as state auditor. This is the theft of public funds. We investigate that, right? And so I've been advocating for it. Every person I talk to, Democrat, Republican, whoever, they all say, this is a good idea. You're right. We should do that. Now, that's a little, I got to say, there are people on the far left, the folks that want to abolish prisons, who are the exception to that rule. But most folks think it's a good idea, and yet everybody says, well, the reason that the legislature's not doing it, Rob, is because you're a Democrat. And they don't want to do something that they think is a good idea and that they don't, and that they think would serve the public, because they don't want anybody thinking that I, a Democrat, had a good idea. Which it's infuriating. You know, I can't make this law. If this becomes law, you know who gets credit for it? The Republicans in House leadership and in Senate leadership and the governor who passed it into law. All I did was say, hey, we should change this. It's up to them to do it. So the question for them is, do they want to do something that makes us both look good, or and serves the public, or do they want to do nothing because they're focused on partisanship? And that's up to them. They get to decide that. All I'm doing is pointing out an opportunity for them to do something good.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Not off the top of my head. I hope everybody stays safe out there with the wind blowing.
Well, by the time this airs, which will be Thursday, we'll know.
Fair enough.
Well, stay safe, Rob.
All right. You too, Bob. Good talk to you.
Thanks to Rob Sand for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.